That's what I had thought of, if you're correct.
And
scare him to death.
That would scare them to death. And they're already in a tough box next year. Is Peking and Moscow going to let them launch a big offensive against you next year? I would doubt it. It's one thing for them not to force them to settle against their will. That I understand. But to let these pipsqueaks screw up two summits, I don't believe it.
You know, I really delighted that when I had the long hair guy in the back and asked the question. I would send congratulations to you. That's a terribly it's an insulting question. Those guys have no idea. I mean, I've done some in the Irish people. But why I was delighted is to think I told my state and my views about it.
Well, and what was great was that in this context, you again stated your two conditions for ending the war in Vietnam. And actually, we are not weaker now than we were in August. We're stronger because the two's opponents have not been able to create domestic chaos. We didn't tip him over. And the North Vietnamese haven't scored any military victories. This week, our casualties are 7 or 8. I don't know yet what they are. Well, that's unbelievable.
Are they below 10, man?
Below 10.
My God, that's good.
And you know, that's statistically almost impossible.
Let's see if somebody can make some out of it. Well, they've got. We never seem to get any credit for the locations.
Now, Thursday, we're going to announce the details of the trip. And,
be quite a week.
Then next week they'll have plenty to speculate about my being in Peking, then we come back.
What do you think you should do about now, any background and so forth? Do you think you should add anything to this?
No, absolutely not. This
maybe you just want to keep it guessing.
Absolutely not, Mr. President. There's
No.
Ziegler has...
I
don't want to be in the position where I become the China guy. But I don't want to give a background.
I want them to think you're the Chinese to think you're the China.
Yeah. No, I should not give a background to this afternoon. The only reason I mentioned it to you was to indicate that Ziegler and Scali, who thought it was essential before your press conference, I did it to indicate how well you had done at the press conference, not to indicate that there was a need. I think it would be a mistake. Any question they could ask me, they've already asked you. And then start nitpicking. I don't think I should touch it. I don't think anybody should give a background. I think state should shut up. No one should talk. What you said is the line. In fact, I've called him and said no one should do any talking.
As a matter of fact, I didn't answer a lot of questions deliberately, but I covered enough.
Well, you gave responsive answers to everything. I really can't think of a question that should have been asked that wasn't asked. And I think you set the line and we should just leave
you
it.
Also got the China soldiers in, I think, well, that's particularly important not to change that. I think the idea that we're seeking good relations with both, not at the expense of either one, both were informed, that's pretty damn good line.
It's excellent.
It's almost true.
My only horror is if they ever put together the things I say to each of them, that I have a vested interest in keeping them apart.
Why?
I've told the Russians the only ones who want the war to continue are the Chinese. I've told the Chinese the opposite.
Is something maybe it might be better, you like track meets or the track meets?
Yes.
It might be better to run this like 400 rather than the mire, than the mile, and then the 1500. I've just been thinking, last night, the ability that you have, any individual has, at my age now, to do something like that. concentrate and so forth recedes as time goes on. You just can't, you can't require as long, you can't require as much. And I see old men in my calendar, some old men in 60, 65, what they do. I wonder, frankly, if maybe what we ought to sort of think of about every time anybody really enters into these current negotiations is really doing as well as we can to finish the war, negotiate with the Chinese, negotiate with the Russians, and then out, rather than do it. You see what I mean? You could get a hell of a push that way. You could just run like hell for a year without
responding. Except that I really think, Mr. President,
in my piece today, I raise this because I am client. I am concerned about the bigger factions.
But we're ready any time. We're waiting for ABC camera, but if you want to go out before then, someone else will turn your camera on. But any time,
ask Schultz if he thinks maybe he would feel more comfortable if I said the country way. Rather than he just made the foot. And then you can see, you know what I mean? Is he may not like that kind of thing.
I think he probably would.
But he'd feel better if I said it. And then I'll say it would be over.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell him to do that. I'm telling Bowser with that line, because I don't think it's quite character with him to. And I'll say that with him because it was Director Schultz will point out the experience in other countries is that without labor's cooperation, such a burden is not worth trying to direct Schultz.
To take the time with him, because we're, you call him.
But, Mr. President, I see what you mean, but there are two arguments against it, at least two arguments against it. One is the tactical one.
Oh, I know the tactical.
The tactical one is that the way all these things are set up is that all of these others have a vested interest in your, the communists have a vested interest in your election.
Comical way he talks and talks and talks. He did the same thing last time, if you can't remember. I can see now how boldly he comes by it, we tell him, that is never going to get through. On and on, I can understand not to tell you exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
Everything he said was fine, but totally didn't mean caught him. What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was a sad performance. Incidentally, I thought you did exceptionally well with him.
So bored.
Yeah, but you did exceptionally well. You made your case on the UN with Jay Shanikisi and his big bastard leagues, which he probably will. It wasn't too offensive to the Chinese. So, but they are a comical lot.
Just think, they're the old ones. Too bad they're German. Well, it's a damn good thing that Hitler had him and his allies.
Well, you know, Churchill's remark before the war, he was at a dinner party with Ribbentrop, and Ribbentrop said, remember, next time we have the Italians on our side. Churchill said, it's only fair we had them last time.
And they already had the other statement.
Yes, sir. We gave up the statement that you initially.
before the cabinet meeting, Ian Mitchell and Ketchum for a minute, before or after?
Well, it's before, and I'll speak as well. Rogers and Sheehan's in awe.
Oh, actually, so they're not going to be in.
Bob, right, he tells me you got to do the meeting next week. He said you could run.
Oh, absolutely. Right, well, the whole point of this was really to get.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
Oh, we could go tomorrow.
Well, Rogers will be here tomorrow, Bob, or maybe Bob Horn or something. He suggested first of the week, and we'll set up another day. There's no rush on it.
I had a picture and everything.
And we were just going to use it, I didn't realize that he was going to use this as his launching thing for it. I thought this was a meeting to talk it over with you and Bill, but it wasn't Mitchell and Earl.
We were right about here.
Yeah, but it's quarter.
We've got a lot of balls in here.
Yeah. And the only other question is on that film clip, they can do it tomorrow. And that's was the plan.
Carry it out.
Yeah, they process it here and Percy's going out at 3 and they can take it out then. To be on the safe side, it would be better, they'd rather obviously do it today. If you want to get it out of the way, we can do it right after the cabinet meeting, get them both done. And then you don't have to worry about
not without Dan and things, so we haven't got anybody to write that sort of thing, have we?
Oh yeah, it's written.
30 seconds. I'm not going to do 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute. I want 50 words. 50 words of each one.
They're called 90 seconds loops and they're one pages.
Yeah. That's too long. 90 seconds is too damn long.
I said, you knock the other one off, the 5 minute one off.
Right.
Knocked everything else off.
Really?
These are the only two.
Yes, this is your own things.
These are the only two. This is the
Thank you. darn good.
Well, he's learned what
needs to work, you know, get your feel.
I know this one person talking about the problem as the people of the Jones is better.
Everybody does not know it, they don't. Would you agree with me that this is the case?
Completely agree. And you got it. And also, and we know from the little, as I say, these little goddamn things I do with airports, Queen Crime Crimes, that's all people are interested in. That's when they listen.
Correct?
Yep. It's when they listen and it's when they cheer. Would you pass that card to the staff and say, look, don't talk about the other guy's issues unless you have to. Just throw in enough of it to show you're paying attention to it. Put out statements, that's right. Let Ziegler put them out. Let Ehrlich put them out. Let Umpkin's other things. But it's hard to hear.
All right, that's nice. Okay.
But if I had this package to sell, I could sell it. If I were around, Christ sakes, Agnew ought to get it in every speech. Shouldn't he?
Absolutely.
He does. He does a good job on it. Rogers, as you know, does a good job on it.
Yes.
We need to get all the other people, the domestic guys should hit it, because they'll find the little insight on Nixon the man and the thing on the managers, those two things. They'll get more interest on it.
He's pushing that out to them. You're pushing that.
Yeah, and any
Burger's got the Nixon the man, and he saw it in Los Angeles.
But I think they could sure get the peace thing, couldn't they?
Thank you.